is absolutely getting decimated, and here's why. To your point earlier, inflation, people don't like the cost of things, we're going to vote for the business guy. The reason the bond market is getting crushed right now is because people are anticipating corporate tax cuts, which are going to balloon our deficit. So they're also saying, well, if Donald Trump imposes tariffs, it will reignite inflation. So this whole thing is, we're voting for someone based on a personality of a celebrity business guy, because we don't like the economy. But what he would actually do to the economy, the policies he will put forth, right? The corporate tax cuts, which he's not just going to sunset, he's going to make them even bigger. And then these tariffs are terrible for the economy.
I think that's absolutely right. And 2 points on that quickly. One is, Democrat Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, which we're all watching, closed his campaign, not by pantomiming a sexual act on stage, which is not how most candidates in most parties ever close, but he did close with an ad touting his support for the, quote, Trump tariffs in Pennsylvania as a Democrat. That's point one. Point two I want to share, we've talked about a lot of races. We don't do a ton with exit polls, and I think when you dice them down really small, the numbers don't work. But on big questions, here's a nonpartisan exit poll question I just want us to touch on. This is out of all votes around the nation. You ask people, in the last year, mind you, that's not 2 years ago, in the last year, inflation has caused your family, not everyone else, your family, what? And if you ask for a moderate or severe hardship, it's 75% of the voting public. A bunch of those people voted for Democrats and Harris, but that's a reminder that, with no insult to the people trading in the bond market every day, and the only thing I know about bonds is word is bond, which is an old saying. You know way more about how bonds actually work. But the people doing those trades, the so-called self-anointed masters of the universe, Elon Musk and his bro buddies and people in D.C., most of those people don't feel and couldn't pass a lie detector test claiming that inflation personally affected their family as a severe hardship. But it's a heck of a lot of Americans.
But by the way, the question about raising the minimum wage almost never loses, by the way. Whenever it's put on a ballot, on a
always
state ballot,
wins.
Whether it's a
always
red state or a blue state or a purple state, it is a winner every time. I'm surprised Democrats don't use it more. But think about the disconnect here. The same people who are working class voters who are saying, I want my wages increased, are also voting for the candidate, in some cases, who is bankrolled by Elon Musk, who said into a recording device that there would be pain and hardship, which he's not going to feel. He's a billionaire, but that they will feel. So you're saying that your minimum wage increase will not be enough to deal with the 20% tariff that will make everything that you buy in Walmart much more expensive. So there's a disconnect between people's perception that the actor from The Apprentice can make me better. Essentially, you're saying, I want to be under the sort of care, right, of a very rich person, I think.